Talk to me, no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, March 2023. Cruising through the first quarter like nobody's business. Such be what it may, right? So anyway, as we head through Q1 2023, I'll recite my usual opening to my blog, which is... First of all, thanking my sponsors. We have two sponsors for this blog as we go forward. One is Creative Technology and Innovation. Sometimes you need to find a better way to do things. Sometimes you need to find a creative way to get it done. And the upcoming novel, Danny and the Corporate Ladder, likely available in the April time period, 2023. It will be available in ebook stores. It will be available in traditional bookstores. And it will also be available... in audiobook stores. So, big things, big sponsors, big deals. Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes you meet somebody who's so nice, so wonderful, so caring, so just magical that you think this person's a fake. They can't really be that good. And then you find out they actually are. Anyway, as we head into March, March in the DC area came in like a lamb, so that means it goes out like a lion, which isn't good, but you know, oh well. I guess there's a life lesson in there somewhere. You know, March never does what you want it to do. Couple of product things. I actually posted a blog today about a couple of things that I'm kind of impressed with. One of them is the Rebel Point scanners. They do 3D scanning. They do a phenomenal job. Between Rebel Point and Looking Glass. Looking Glass is a holographic image and holographic producer and just an excellent company to work with. If you ever get a chance to look at their products, please go out and look at lookingglass.com. But Rebel Point is a 3D scanner, and I've had several different iterations of 3D scanners, and I can honestly tell you all of them were terrible. In one way or another. Rebel Point is not. It does a really good job. And they've just released, or not just released, they've just started the kickstarting campaign for their brand new product that is a large format scanner. Now, what a large format scanner basically allows you to do is literally scan a human being. You know, you want to scan Uncle Tim? You can absolutely scan all of Uncle Tim. You have the ability, the capability, the beauty, and you know, the magic of scanning all of Uncle Tim. So awesome products. Really enjoy the company and really enjoy their software and what they've done. The other thing is there's another company called Hozo. It's a Chinese company, and they do laser measurement devices, in particular handheld laser measurement for distance. And they now have a new crowdfunding campaign where they're going to release a laser ruler. So you can use the ruler on a piece of paper or a map or anything that requires smaller, precise measurements, and then use the handheld to determine longer distances or rooms or things like that. And then they also have a 360-degree system that will rotate, and that allows you to get measurements of an entire room from the center of the room. So a couple of really fun projects, really fun products. The Hozo products are actually called Mizor. Close to measure, but not quite at a Z. Great products. Absolutely love both of them. Love their software. Love what they've done. They've really built a wonderful solution set for the two particular problems that they're trying to solve. The other thing is, you know, we're heading close to one of my favorite times of the year, which is that always delightful NCAA Tournament Sunday, where people determine where you're going to end up in the NCAA Tournament, which is, you know, it's always exciting. Try to figure out where your team's going to be, who you're going to play. You know, some of my fondest memories as a kid are watching the NCAA Tournament with my dad, just the two of us hanging there yelling at the refs. So, you know, it's one of those things that I miss, one of those things that, you know, dad was heavily involved in my entire life. And you know, I miss that. Next thing is I've watched a couple of movies in the last few days. I watched The Whale with Brendan Fraser. I have to tell you, I believe Brendan Fraser did an Oscar-worthy job. He phenomenal in that movie. I love the interplay of one of my favorite books, Moby Dick. And I love the fact that a lot of the book is built around an essay that was written by the lead character, the whale character, Charles' daughter. The essay talks about, you know, Herman Melville's wonderful novel, Moby Dick, but talks about the fact that the middle of the book was the saddest part because he talks about whales. And the reason that he's talking about whales is that he doesn't want to have to share more of his sad story. And I loved it. It was a great movie. It was really well done. Brendan Fraser just did truly demonstrated a depth of acting skill that just really deserves a tremendous amount of applause. It's a hard movie to do. It is a difficult movie when you are basing something on, you know, obviously a work that is seminal. Melville's Moby Dick is considered one of the great American novels. It is truly one of the best and the worst American novels. It talks about a time in America when, you know, whaling was acceptable and whaling was a profession and whaling was done. But whaling was never right. Along with many other things that happened in the past that just weren't right. But anyway, The Whale, but with Brendan Fraser, just a phenomenal movie. The other movie that I got to see that was also phenomenal was just this great movie with Tom Hanks called A Man Called Otto. Very similar to The Whale. In both cases, they're stories of redemption, but they're also stories of people that believe the best has passed them by. And in both cases, it's interesting, they both lost their love. In The Whale, Charlie, the main character, has lost his love. And in A Man Called Otto, Otto has lost his love, his wife. And it's interesting to see their redemption arcs through the movies. In both cases, they both end up being dead at the end of the movie. But in fact, it's almost a freedom that they're no longer with us. It's almost, you know, they're free of that pain that bound them to this earth. Anyway, two great movies. You know, if you haven't gone to see A Man Called Otto or The Whale, go see them. They're phenomenal movies. They're on most pay-per-view systems now. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a wonderful day.